Welcome to the The Generation Podcast, an audio resource dedicated to a generation of young people who are committed to total surrender to God and total dependence on His power to reach the world with the gospel of Christ. This podcast is designed to strengthen and encourage through a series of Bible-based practical talks. Faith is a common theme on this podcast because it is faith that unlocks the victorious Christian life. Some listening, however, may not understand the reality of a walk of faith. If faith still seems to be a foreign concept, then this podcast is for you. Today we'll learn not just what faith is, but how you can nurture it.
Welcome to the Generation Podcast. This is Jim Van Gelderen. Today I'm broadcasting from beautiful San Leandro, California, about 70 degrees. Balmy weather, looking out there, enjoying the palm trees and enjoying the fact that spring has arrived. Looks like summer won't be here too far from now. Well, I trust this podcast finds you encouraged in the Lord. I want to challenge you about something today that I hope will be a help to you. Often on the Generation Podcast, you'll hear us talk about faith. The Bible tells us the importance of the life of faith, walking in total dependence upon God. If you'll remember, one of the bylines here of the Generation is total surrender and then total dependence, which is a total trust in the Lord Jesus Christ in our Christian walk. Perhaps you've wondered, as you've heard faith, dependence, how can I be a man or a woman of faith? Perhaps you feel very weak at faith and feel like many times your faith isn't strong enough. Well, let me encourage you with something here if I can. How can you nurture faith or feed faith? In a certain sense, faith is a very necessary fuel to live the Christian life. And it's a fuel that without, we can't be effective or powerful in our walk with God. I don't know about you, but more than once in my life, I've run out of gas or run out of diesel. And although I might be in a very efficient car or truck, it doesn't do very well without fuel. So it is with the Christian life. Faith must be nurtured. It must be fed, so that we can be in a situation where we are walking in dependence upon the Lord. So you say, well, preacher, how can I do that? How can I feed my faith? How can my faith grow? And I want to just challenge you with just some things that the Word of God tells us. In the book of Hebrews, chapter number 4, it talks about entering into rest. Now, rest is a very interesting picture because it's not a picture of inactivity. It's actually a picture of the Lord Jesus' activity through us. The picture is used as of the conquest of Canaan. And when the children of Israel were commanded to take the promised land, God said, it's your land, you've got to go out and take it. And they went out with God's promise that the land had already been given them, but they had to go out and fight battles. And they saw God intervene. So it was at the very beginning with Jericho, when God says, I've already given you the city, but here's what I want you to do. And they had to go out and obey God for those 7 days. And on that seventh day, when they obeyed the Lord and shouted, the walls came down and victory was certain. So it is in the Christian life. Verses like, thanks be unto God who always causes us to triumph in Christ. We do have victory in Christ, but you might ask, how is it appropriated? I want to live that way. I want to live with an expectation, a confidence, a rest. That's what it is. A rest that God is going to intervene, that He is going to triumph in my life over whatever the issue might be. Well, in that passage, it says, let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall under the same example of unbelief. That's Hebrews 4:11. Now, you might ask yourself the question, how in the world do I labor into rest? That does kind of sound funny, doesn't it? How do you work hard to rest is kind of what our first thought might be. But the word labor there has the idea of giving diligence. So if we're giving diligence to enter into rest, remember this, that the Bible says those that have believed have entered into rest in verse number 3. So the point is, you enter into rest by believing God. So laboring to enter into rest is simply giving diligence to believing God, to nurturing faith. Well, that verse is followed by a very, very familiar verse. For the word of God is quick and powerful. Well, one of the things that nurtures your faith is the word of God. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You ever been in a trial? Ever been in a situation where you didn't know what to do? Or maybe you felt like your confidence in God was waning? You know, open your Bible and just pick up where you're reading. Ask the Lord to lead you. Maybe the Lord will lay a passage on your heart. Often the books of Psalms I find to be greatly helpful when I'm going through a difficulty or a hardship, or I find a spiritual battle in my heart. And as you read that, God will nurture your faith. He'll feed your faith. The Word of God's powerful. Faith does come by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So that's why it's important every day to open the Bible, every day to seek for God's Word to give you a confidence, a rest. You see, the children of Israel would never have had confidence about Jericho unless God had given His Word. He said that that city over there is yours, and here's the battle plan to take it. Well, that's what God has given us in His Word. He has given us promises so that we can have confidence, we can have rest, we can have expectation that God's going to do what He said He's going to do. But we'll never have that unless we read the Word of God, claim it, stand on it, let it feed our faith. I don't know how many times the Word of God, a promise in the Word of God, has fed my faith, given me confidence and expectation and rest that what God has said He is going to do. But in that same passage, it also says in verse 14, seeing that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Well, that's talking about the fact we have a real mediator in heaven. And verse number 16 tells us then, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now here's a second thing that nurtures our faith, and that is when we get behind the veil. Now what I mean by that is when you believe that based on the finished work of Jesus Christ, you can come into the throne room and you can fellowship with God. You can find mercy. Now that infers you need it, that you fail the Lord, you've sinned, that you're coming asking for forgiveness or claiming forgiveness. And the Bible says you'll find mercy there. You won't get what you deserve. 1 John 1:9, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness when we confess. So it's a place where we find cleansing. We find mercy. But it's also grace to help in time of need. It's a time where we crawl out to God and we know we have a problem and we call unto Him. I love that verse, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great mighty things. I don't know how many times that verse has been a reality in my life or I've seen it close to me where either myself or somebody called on the Lord because we were in desperate need and the Lord answered. And so that's grace to help in time of need. It's expecting God to lead us, expecting God to show us what to do, expecting Him to intervene and to enable when we're in a situation that is beyond us. So let me encourage you, young person, here in Hebrews chapter number 4, to nurture your faith. That means every day you ought to be opening God's Word, asking God to feed your faith. Every day you ought to be spending time in prayer. And I'm not just talking about going through the motions. I'm talking about claiming the fact that Jesus' blood has given you entrance into the throne room and that God will hear you, that you can be forgiven, have mercy, and then turn to find grace to help for your needs every day. My wife was just telling me about a pastor's wife who grew up in a difficult situation. She learned to just ask God about things. And many times she said over and over, God would meet her need. It might be a coat. It might be some food. It might be whatever. But that, friends, that's just an illustration of the way God wants us to live all the time. Looking to Him in the throne room to meet our needs. Grace to help in time of need. Certainly we're needy and He can meet those needs. Well, it's been a joy to spend some time with you today. Those of you that are part of the Generation, remember, total surrender to God's will and all total dependence on His strength to do it.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Generation podcast. For more faith-inspiring resources and information about joining the Generation, please visit thegeneration.org. That's THEGeneration.org.